And Reed, you must run into this all the time. You know, you see somebody coming up to you, you recognize them, you know them. You don't remember why you know them or how you know them. And right now we're just like, hey guy, good to see you, you know, friend. Like, and you're just like looking for clues to try to remember. I'd love to be able to have your AI whisper to you like, hey, you know, this is this person. The last time you saw them was here. They, you know, and you're like, oh, right. And that kind of thing. But that one we need help with, right? There's regulations in Illinois and Texas, BIPA and QB, that make that kind of thing tenuous at best, if it's doable.
Hi, I'm Pi. Allow me to provide some context. BIPA, an Illinois state regulation, focuses on protecting individuals' biometric information, such as fingerprints, voice prints, and retina scans. It requires companies to obtain written consent and provide notice before collecting this data. BIPA also restricts companies from disclosing or selling biometric information without consent and holds them accountable for safeguarding it. QB, a Texas state regulation, also aims to protect individuals' biometric identifiers. It requires companies to inform individuals and obtain their consent before capturing biometric data. QB ensures companies secure this information and places limitations on its sale or disclosure. However, enforcement of QB primarily falls to the Texas Attorney General.
So there's a bunch of very human problems where we could be a little bit more proactive, and I think comfortably so, in a totally privacy way, secure way. But we've got to do work. So 3 years from now, I do think you'll be in this kind of people at the leading edge, not the earliest adopters, not the bleeding edge, just the leading edge, just the early adopters will be having tremendous usefulness, kind of cognition and memory help from their assistants.
This is WRCT Pittsburgh. You're listening to Anatomy of the Ear, an annual event where we play our favorite genres for you. Tune in to Anatomy of the Ear Friday through Sunday, 11 a.m. to 4 a.m. here on WRCT Pittsburgh. Regular programming will return Monday morning. For the next hour, prepare yourself for politics, tension, settled scores, Manichaean struggle. Prepare yourself for boss battles. welcome back. You just heard Deku from the Fight Crab OST with the theme Great Monster. Before that was a song that is credited with beginning jungle as a genre, if you can believe it, from the Wolverine Adamantium Rage Super Nintendo OST Tri-Fusion or Boss 2. Before that, something from Hylix. I had to do it to him. Hylix 2, the OST. An excerpt from Fancy Meat Computer, a boss theme. Prior to that, I had Battles with Wall Street. Now, that's not boss music, but doesn't it sound like it? Prior to that, Shin Megami Tensei 4, OST. Battle B2, the boss battle theme. When things get real in the world of Shin Megami Tensei. Now, we have something before that with its own wiki. Not its own game, unfortunately. The Tuba Brothers battle theme. Prior to that, it was Cadillacs and Dinosaurs OST, the beloved arcade version, Box 4 intro. Then we had Pixel Noir with Boss Fighting for Truth, the Maxo remix of that track. And of course, we had the Sin, the Slumbering Dragon, a very James Bond sounding theme from the Dark Souls 2 soundtrack. And we kick things off with, from Solar Ash, the Forgotten Thresher. Anatomy of the Ear is supported by Sidecar Bakery in North Oakland. Sidecar is an independent coffee shop with a full coffee bar, ready-made breakfast sandwiches, breakfast pastries, savory hand pies, cakes, and pies made in the bakery next door. Sidecar offers a place to study, eat, and hang with friends in a cafe setting. Open 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. on Sunday. For more information, visit their website at sidecar412.com. Coming up next, it's Yik. You just heard a track from Phantom Dust OST. Dream, that is the final boss theme from that soundtrack. Now, the game never came out in the US. And I really would have preferred to play you the track that was from Vincent Gallo, but we had to keep with the theme. Prior to that, Berserk Musu OST. Enjoyment and excitement, that's the walled theme. The walled boss theme. Prior to that, Mikitama from the Plock OST. The boss theme, but the Overdrive remix. Then we had a Cuphead track, High Noon Hoopla. A Street Fighter track, Killing Moon from the Akuma stage. Prior to that, it was Angerfoot with the Pizza Pig boss. Anoint, the band Anoint from the Rising Up OST with the boss fight for that particular game. Then Sekiro, the Miss Noble Flute song, and we kick things off with the Golden Alpaca boss theme from Yik. Coming up next and finally, a forlorn final boss theme, the last boss theme.